This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. You're cooped up. You're feeling cut off from human contact. And it seems the only way to seek refuge these days is to head outdoors for a stroll, a jog, or some quality time on a park bench. But say your great escape to nature is interrupted by somebody coughing as they pass you by. It leaves you wondering if you can be completely carefree outside. Dr. Richard Serrao is an infectious disease attending physician with the VA Boston Healthcare System. He says scientists don't yet know how transmissible the coronavirus is outside. And he says even when you're outdoors, keep your distance.
To give you an example, if you're running with a friend, if you're running side by side, close together, you're running against the wind. And the probability, given your speed, that if you were to talk or cough or sneeze, that those droplets, provided that they're directed away from the person next to you, will fall behind you. But the one thing to keep in mind is that, you know, if you're in New York in Central Park or in a busy part of Boston, which it isn't now, you have to be mindful of who you're coughing or sneezing that may be downstream from you or downwind from you.
So if you happen to be walking behind the pack of joggers and one of them coughs, what happens?
Well, again, we want to be as mindful of maintaining our sanity and social distancing. But the best thing to do is to keep our distance from each other as much as we can in all environments. The probability is more than likely lower when you're out in the open air. But again, if you are downstream from a runner ahead of you or a jogger ahead of you by a couple feet, again, if they sneeze or cough, those droplets will be aerosolized as if they sprayed a mister into the air. And if you run into them, you could certainly get that. The probability of these aerosols hanging in the air in the open environment is less than in a stagnant air, closed space environment, but it could still theoretically get into our eyes or our nose or our mouth if we run into those aerosols.
So what's the bottom line on that then? If I am behind not just joggers, but somebody who's walking, what is really a safe distance just in case they let loose with a sneeze?
Yeah, the ideal thing is 6 feet. But keep in mind, the 6 feet refers to when we are relatively sitting still. The piece of the equation here is that if you are walking into an airspace that a person ahead of you just sneezed into, that 6 feet may become 1 foot as you walk into that air. So the short answer is, it's best that if you're walking behind somebody, walk a little bit more to the sides, rather than directly downstream from someone.
What if you need a break when you're jogging or walking and you want to sit on the bench and nobody else is there? Can you catch anything from the bench?
No, the probability of that is low. It really depends on the ability of any bacteria or virus, in this case, of sticking onto that surface. And then as you're seated and your hands touch that surface and then your hands touch your eyes and your nose and your mouth. But in the outside environment with weather and wind and rain and water, the probability of these viruses adhering to a park bench, even though it hasn't been studied, is probably less than what we're reading about how these viruses stick onto plastic or metal.
Understanding that for our mental health, we may want to go out and walk a trail or see the Boston Garden crocuses blooming. You're saying that that's good, but just keep moving?
Yeah, that's good, but keep moving. If it's a balance between one's sanity and ability to not get cabin fever during this time, and an individual would like to go out and about, yes, being out and about is going to be, for the most part, less of a dense situation than being in an office full of 100 people.
Dr. Serrao, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Richard Serrao is a clinical associate professor at Boston University School of Medicine and an infectious disease attending physician at the VA Boston Healthcare System.